Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
How many are ready for a fresh coat? You know, I was watching HGTV. You know, I like that channel, Home and Garden Television, and DIY. I like all those things. And so I was watching that the other day. And I was actually watching Vanilla Ice and his show because I keep waiting for Pastor Steve's episode because Pastor Steve's on there, but I haven't seen him yet. And so anyway, that's why I was watching it. But anyway, what they did was is that he makes houses over. And one of the things was this house he had, and I tried to find a picture of the actual house, but I couldn't find it. But what they did was is they just painted it. They just put a fresh coat of paint on it. And it was amazing to me what a fresh coat of paint will do for something. And, you know, I was just, as I was watching that, and I thought, man, I know some people that need a fresh coat. I need a fresh coat. Amen? And as I was thinking about it, I wrote this down. It says it got me thinking of that we all need a fresh coat of paint. And I wrote this. I said, we need to get coated in the truth of God's Word, drenched in the vibrancy of His love, covered in His protection, and soaked in His promises. Isn't that good? And, you know, we're all believers, you know, in here, but most of us, just the wear and tear of life has got us looking a little run down. So I do have one before and after for you. Let's see the old house. Look at that house. Now let's see the after. Isn't that amazing? Doesn't even look like the same house, does it? And you know what? The amazing thing is, and the same thing is true for us, when you get coated in the Word of God, you're not even going to look like the same person anymore. Amen? Because when the Word of God, when you allow it to just coat you, to drench you, to soak you, it changes you from the inside out. But we got to do it. Just like, you know what? It takes a lot of effort to paint a whole house. It takes a lot of effort. It takes effort to get the Word of God in us, on us, through us, over us. You know, one of my favorite stories, I know I say every story is my favorite, but the Bible's just so good. They're all just so good, right? And one of my favorite stories in the Bible is when Jesus is going to wash the feet of the disciples. And so here Jesus is. And, you know, in this time in the Bible, there was always somebody in every house, and he was the foot washer. Because imagine the streets that they're walking on. I mean, there's animals on the road. It's dirt. You know what animals do? You know what they do? And so, you know, you're walking around all that stuff. And so when you would go into someone's house, there would be a servant there, and it was the lowest job you could have. And he would literally wash your feet. He would wash all the stuff off your feet. He would have a towel on his waistband, and he would dry your feet. And it was a very lowly job. But here Jesus, all the disciples are together, and Jesus is there. And the Bible says that Jesus put a towel on his waist. And he got a wash pan, and he said, I'm going to wash your feet. And the disciples were like, whoa. And especially Peter. You know, Peter's our fave, right? Because he says what everybody wants to say. He says, no, you're not washing my feet, Jesus. That, you know, basically saying that's above you. You're Jesus. You can't wash my feet. But Jesus said this to Peter. He said, if you don't allow me to do this, you'll have no part in me. And so Peter changed his tune very quickly. He said, okay then, not just my feet, but my hands and my head also. What was he saying? He's like, listen, if that's what it takes to have a part of you, don't just do my feet, drench me in whatever you want. And so Peter was on to something, and we've got to say, you know what, Lord? Drench me in your word. I want to get soaked in your word. Not just a little sprinkle. I want to get soaked in your word. I want a fresh coat of your word in my life. You know, a lot of times as believers, we can be going, and, you know, and I always say life is a contact sport. You're going to take hits, and life is difficult. How many figured that out? You know, life is hard sometimes. But the thing is that we've got to remember where our help comes from. The Bible says, my help comes from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. How many know He's qualified to help us? He is qualified to help us. But today I want to just talk to us about, you know, getting some help. How many might need a little help, need some rest? So turn over to Matthew chapter 11. We're going to look at an awesome verse here. If you're here today and you are weary from life, weary from what's going on, weary, tired, feel like you need a fresh coat, you feel like that house, right? You've had some wear and tear on you. Life has been just been going. Doesn't mean you're in sin. Doesn't mean you're doing bad stuff. It just means that you're living life in a fallen world. How many realize this world is fallen? You know, God's will is not all over the world. There's some evil in this world. There's some people that are just not very nice in this world. Anybody met one? There's some stuff going on that isn't according to the Word of God. And the Bible says, I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. And so you might feel like that house today. So I got a good verse for you. Over here in Matthew 11, verse number 28. It says this, this is Jesus talking, it's in red. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, isn't that good? I like one translation, it says, come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. I'll refresh you. You know what that sounds like? Sounds like he'll give us a new coat. Amen? Mm-hmm. Like he'll do a work in us. But let's look at this. The first thing he says there is that Jesus is calling us. Let's look at the beginning of that verse, because how many want this? You want rest for your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion. You know, there are so many people whose minds have no rest. Your mind is constantly going and going and going. You can't sleep at night because your mind will not relax. It will not rest. And that causes stress. That causes fatigue. That causes anxiety. And Jesus is speaking to you this morning. He's saying, come to me. Isn't that good? Jesus is saying that. When we look at, you know, all of us in here, maybe you're a Greek philosopher, maybe you're not, but we all have the power of Google, right? I think Google is one of the most amazing inventions of all time, especially for spiritual purposes. If you ever, I say this a lot, but I tell you it will help you, if you ever just know a little bit of a Bible verse and you can't remember the whole thing, you just remember a little, or a story, you're like, Jesus washes the feet of the disciples. Google will find it for you. It will find it so fast for you. Or, Jesus forgives my sin. Boom, there it is, the Bible verse that has it. Google's amazing. But you know what, when we Google this word come, there's a Greek word for it. Bear with me today, I might cough a little bit. It says to come here, come now, don't wait. If you look that up in the Greek, that's what it means. It means to come here, come now, don't wait. It carries the connotation of a command. Come now. And so Jesus is talking to people who are weary and heavy laden. I think that would probably be just about everybody. And he's saying, listen, come here, come now, don't wait. Come here, come now, don't wait. And another thing I like right here in the very beginning of the verse, if we just looked at the very first sentence, come to me all. Come to me all. who labor and are burdened. You know what? Don't ever let anybody tell you that you're not qualified to come to Jesus. Or there's some reason you can't come. Because the word all means all. You know, sometimes I want to shake people and say, you know, that are holding signs and doing crazy stuff. I just want to shake them and say, have you read your Bible? Have you read it? Do you read it or do you just pretend? You know? Because Jesus said, everybody could come to him. It doesn't matter if you've got piercings, tattoos, you've done this, done that, you live this, live that. Jesus said you can come. Amen? All. Don't ever fall into that religious trap that says that some people can't come. Right. Every sinner, every person, everybody. The only qualification to come to Jesus is you're human. You're human. I think most of us qualify. Let me look. Yep, we qualify. Human. All you got to do is be human. He says, come to me all, everybody. And you know what? The world is filled with people that are carrying just so much burden in their life, and they are so weary, right? I mean, you watch television and every commercial is about some type of drug, something to make life better, something to take the pain away, something to do this. And you know what? Jesus is saying, I'm not anti those drugs at all. I'm absolutely not. But what I'm saying is, you know what? That's saying that there is a huge demand for those types of things. People are hurting. The enemy is going about and he is destroying lives that he's able to destroy. He is putting burdens on people and people are trying to carry them themselves. But Jesus said, listen, you need to come. You need to come now. Don't wait. Don't wait. But you know what we do a lot of times is we want to try to do it on our own first. Or we want to come to something else. We want to go to something else and get help from somewhere else before we go to Jesus. But Jesus is saying, come, come now. Don't wait. Don't try to take care of your burdens on your own. He didn't say put your stuff down and then come. He said, come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Jesus is saying everybody can come, not a select few, not the ones that pray 5 hours a day, not the ones that have all the books of the Bible memorized, not the ones who know their memory Bible verse for the week. He said, aren't you glad about that? He said, all of us could come. All the rest of us could come too. And you know what? What happens when we come to Jesus with all of our heavy burdens? He said that he will give us rest. He says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who's going to give the rest? Jesus is going to give the rest. You know, we're trying to get rest from all these other places. But the Bible says, Jesus himself said he would give us rest. He says, come to me, come now, don't wait, and I will give you rest. Oh, it's so good. You know, the Message Bible has another scripture so good in Psalms 51, 10 through 11. I like this. It says, bring me back from my gray exile. Anybody, that sound like your life? My gray exile. And he says, put a fresh wind in my sails. Oh, I love that. That's the God we serve. Amen. He's not putting burdens on us. He's giving us rest. He's saying, bring those burdens and get some rest. You know, we all feel like we need some fresh wind in our sails sometimes, don't we? You know, you just feel like you're out there on the ocean, whatever. You got your sail up. You know, we're believers, right? We got our sail up. We're believers. We know Jesus. We trust Jesus. But every once in a while, it just feels like, where's the wind, right? But we got a promise from God, and we says, put me back, bring me back from my great exile. Put a fresh wind in my sail. We need to say that to the Lord. Lord, put a fresh wind in my sail, right? We need to get a fresh coat. We need to go back to what brought us out in the first place. See, that's what happens, you know. We need to go back to what brought us out of that life of gray, you could say. We need to go back to what brought us out in the first place. You know what brought you out in the first place? The Word of God, the love of God, the presence of God. Amen? But you know what? Life has a way of getting in the way. Life has a way of getting in the way where suddenly you look up and you're living life like God doesn't exist. That's true. You know, a pastor, he wrote a book and it was called Christian Atheist. Christian Atheist. It's actually a great book. You know, you look at it like, what's that about, right? You know what it's about? It was about living, like knowing God, but living life like he doesn't exist. You don't pray. You don't go to the Word. You don't speak confession. You don't declare anything. You don't speak to the mountain. You don't, you're doing it all on your own. And you know what? As believers, there's a lot of believers who live like that. You know, if you're in here today, let me ask you this question. Here's how you know. If you're in here today and you do a job that's based on commission, or you're a server and it's based on tips, when's the last time you spoke to things and you said, I declare that today I will receive, that customers will be coming in here looking for me? When's the last time you did that? See, if you're not doing that, you're living a life, a Christian life, but you're living just like somebody that didn't know God. When's the last time you were sick and you never prayed about it? Right? When's the last time you took a trip and didn't pray for safety? Right? So, you know, the thing is, it's easy for life to get in the way of our Christian walk in a way. You know, it's like you're driving down the road and all of a sudden you're like, I got a God who loves me, cares about me, supplied power for me, gave his word for me, gave me promises, over 7,000 of them in the Bible. That's the God I serve. Man, what in the world am I trying to do this all on my own for? It does not make sense. But you know what? We do it. And so we got to get back to this verse, Matthew 11, where Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. Come right now. Don't wait. Don't wait to make that phone call. Don't wait to send that text. Don't wait to Twitter it. Just come. Amen? Sometimes we think so much about what we're going to do, we never do it. We just need to do it. Jesus says, come to me. Come now. Don't wait. It's a command. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus said, I will give you rest. And you know what that rest, the rest that Jesus is talking about, it's not just a day off. It's a rest for your soul. It is a rest for your soul, for your mind, for your emotions, a rest for those. It's the peace, the Bible calls it, the peace that passes understanding. That means when nobody can understand how you can have peace, you're past that. You're past what natural is. You have the peace of God that no matter what is breaking loose, you have come to God with your heavy burden. You have come to him with your weariness, and he has given you peace. And the whole world can be spinning around, but we can still have the peace of God in us. But what do we got to do? The first thing we got to do is come to Jesus, right? You got to come. Second thing we got to do is you got to bring your burdens. A lot of times what we do is we want to take care of all of our burdens on our own. And you say, well, no, I don't do that. When's the last time you prayed about those bills? When's the last time you spoke to those stack of bills and said, I call you paid in the name of Jesus? Right? When's the last time you spoke to some things? That's what we're supposed to do. The Bible says that we speak to mountains. We don't deny them. We don't act like they're not there. We don't put our head in the sand. We don't do that. We speak to stuff. We use faith. We're faith people. We're supposed to be faith people. But if there's no difference between me and somebody who doesn't even know God, then I'm just like what that guy was writing about. I'm a Christian atheist. I believe him, but I don't. He's not in my life. I don't use anything he's given me. God, you know, and you think, well, you know, I love God. I don't want to feel like I'm always going to him for stuff. Listen, God put these scriptures in the Bible for us. What if your little kid, your little 12-year-old kid sat in his room and didn't tell you stuff that he needed for school? Big project was due. He never told you anything he needed. You'd be like, why didn't you tell me? If he said, well, I didn't want to burden you. I didn't want to burden you, Mom. I didn't want to burden you, Dad. I was going to do it on my own. How many know he can't do it on his own? And you know what? We got to realize we can't do it on our own. That takes me to the next part of the verse. He says, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. But you know what? The thing is, before that he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Now, we had a good chuckle the other day because some people were thinking yolk was an egg yolk. You know, we were all joking about when we first got into, who was it was saying that? I forget. I don't want to call them out. They were saying whenever I heard the word yolk, I always thought of an egg yolk. That is not what this is. This is, how many have ever seen, like, when they have two animals side by side pulling something? Two animals, and there's something over them. There's like a piece of wood over them, and it's hooked to the reins. That is a yoke. And Jesus is saying, take my yoke. What that yoke does, it gives control to the one who's driving. And that's what we do. When Jesus says, take my yoke, he's saying, come under my will. Because that's what that big, you know, like an ox. How many know an ox is huge, right? An ox is huge. And then you got a guy that's not near as big as the ox driving him, telling him what to do. Why? How can he do that? Because the ox has come under the yoke and submitted himself to it. And so that's what we need to do, because God will never violate our will. If we want to stay outside and say, my way, my way, my way, God's just like, all right, all right. And you say, oh no, God wouldn't do that. Yes, God would. If God would violate people's wills, if he would control people, how many know a lot of stuff that happens wouldn't happen? But God gives people a free will. It's our choice how we want to live our lives. The Bible says, choose you this day, life or death. And then it says, then God gives us the answer. It's like a test. He says, choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Amen. It's our choice how we live. You can live however you want to live. But Jesus is saying, listen, if you have heavy burdens, if you're laden and you want rest, come to me. Take my yoke, and then he tells us, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, means he's soft-hearted, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And so we have a choice to make. Do we want to continue to carry all the burden on our own? To be like that donkey, you know, in the movie or whatever, it's got the giant pack on him, he can barely walk. That's how a lot of people are, because you're trying to do it on your own. Or do we want to come to Jesus, come under his way, which is his yoke? That's just saying, Lord, I'll do it your way. I'll do it your way. His way is so much better. The Bible tells us over and over again that his way is better, that he'll lead us on the best pathway, that he has a plan for our life, a plan to prosper us, a plan to bless us, a plan for us to be in health, even as our soul prospers, the Bible says. You know, if you look at your life, sometimes I amaze myself and sometimes people amaze me at our stupidity. You know, I mean, my own self. Sometimes I think like, what am I thinking? Right? Because I'll just be like, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to do this on my own? Why have I not gone to God about this? Anybody ever done that, or is that just me? You know, or you ever look at a time in your life where you're doing it God's way and you're living God's way, and you're like, man, this is working out pretty good. It's working out good. Doesn't mean there's no bumps in the road. There's bumps, but you got the power to get over them. And then you look at your life at another time where you're off doing your own thing. You're not going to church. God's not part of your life, and things are a mess. And then, you know, the thing about it is that, and we're going to talk about this in the next thing here, is, you know, the Bible says that we're sheep, you know? Sheep. Here's the thing about sheep. Sheep are not bright. Sheep are not bright at all. We, you know, and that's what takes to my third point. Take his yoke upon and learn from him, not his egg yolk. The Bible, one of my favorite scriptures, and we've taught on this many times, I think I'm going to do this series again because it was just so good, is Psalms 23. Here's where we need to be. The Lord is my shepherd. That's how you take his yoke upon you. That's how you learn from him when you say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says, I lack nothing, or I do not want. Doesn't that sound good? Jesus says when he's your shepherd, you'll lack nothing that you need. You won't lack for wisdom. You won't lack for ability. You won't lack for provision. You won't lack for rest. You won't lack for emotional healing. You won't lack for anything. That's what the Bible says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. And he says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd. How do I get under the yoke? How do I do that when I come to Jesus? See, a lot of people come to Jesus, but that's where they stop. They come and they say, save me. But I still want to do everything my way. Save me. I want to go to heaven, But while I'm here on this earth, it's my way. And you know what? You can do that. But it just doesn't work as well. It doesn't work as well. And it's a dangerous, slippery zone. I wouldn't want to be in that spot, just to be honest with you. But a lot of people do that. He says, come, take my yoke upon you. And how do we take our yoke upon his yoke upon us? We say, Lord, you're my shepherd. You know what? And a shepherd leads, he feeds, he guides, he protects, and he corrects. That's what a shepherd does. But you know, the thing about it is that we recognize Jesus as our shepherd, but then we don't want to be sheep. You know what a lot of Christians want to do? They want to be sheepdogs. They want to be sheep. You know what sheepdogs do? They run around and bark at all the sheep and tell them what to do. We don't want to be the sheep. We want to be the sheepdog. Let me bark at all the other sheep and tell them what's wrong in their life and tell them why they can't come to Jesus and tell them why I don't approve of them and tell them all this kind of stuff. That's what a lot of people want to do, right? But that's not, we're not sheepdogs. Or people want to be the lion. We're not the lion. We're not the bear. We're not those things. Everyone's like, I want to be the lion. Jesus never said you were a lion. Never said that. We're not the eagle. We are sheep. And we just got to just get in line and go, bah. All right, Lord, bah. I'm a sheep. The Bible tells us in Psalms 100, verse 3, he says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. But you know, people aren't too thrilled about being a sheep. And this is where we get messed up right from the beginning. We want Jesus to be the good shepherd, but we want to be the sheepdog. We just want to chase everybody else around, but the Bible doesn't do that. The Bible doesn't say, it doesn't compare us to a sheepdog. The Bible doesn't compare us to a roaring lion. The Bible doesn't compare us to a tiger. The Bible says we are sheep. And it's hard to admit that because sheep are just not like, I want to be a sheep. You know, I mean, can you imagine a sheep saying, I'm the master of my universe? We would look at the sheep and be like, buddy, no, you're really not. But that's what we try to do. It just doesn't work. We are sheep. And here's why God said that we're sheep, because we are dependent. Sheep cannot live alone. A sheep cannot live alone. A sheep must be cared for. Here is dependent on care a sheep is. There's a term, it's called a cast sheep. Cast sheep. You can Google it and see pictures if you want. And this is how dependent on care a sheep is. Now remember, what are you? You're a sheep. Whether you want to admit it or not, you're a sheep. God says we're sheep, we are sheep. And you know, when you look up the word sheep, it says one who is easily led astray. How many is that? Who does that sound like? Sounds like you. Sounds like me, right? Here's what a sheep does. A sheep can be laying down, this is a cast sheep. This is what happens when a sheep is cast. A sheep can be laying down comfortable, go to stretch out. And because the center of gravity and because how sheep are made, if it gets on its back, it can't get up on its own. Can't do it. And you know what? People are exactly the same way. And it's a lot of times when we think everything's okay, and we're like, I don't really need God. I don't really need a shepherd. I'm doing good. Ah! And that's what sheep do. They just lay on their back and kick their legs and scream until the shepherd comes and picks them up and puts them back on their feet. Who does that sound like? We have just got to get to the point where we say, you know what? I got to keep coming to Jesus. I just got to stay with him. I just got to stay at his feet. He's my shepherd. And that's where sheep are most confident, is when they're with their shepherd. We got to just say, you know what? I'm going to take that yoke because it's easy and it's light. because without him, it's heavy and it's a burden. But with him, it's easy and it's light. That's what God said. That's what Jesus is saying. And you know what? We've just got to say, you know what, Lord? I know I can't survive without you. I'm just like that sheep. I need care. I need to be taken care of. Amen? And you know what? You got to lay your pride down. You got to lay it down and say, you know what? I need a shepherd. I need God. I need to be led. I need to be fed. I need to be protected. I need to be protected and corrected. I need that because I'm a sheep. But life is better this way. Life is better. This is where rest comes. This is where peace comes. It's being under the yoke of Jesus. But yet there's that part of us that says, I'm not going to be under the yoke of anybody. That's your choice. That's your choice. And if you want to live that way, God will let you. But it's your choice. Amen. As for me, in my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to come under his yoke because it's just so much better there. It's so much better being in a place where you know that no matter what comes, you got a God who will protect you. You got a God who loves you, will empower you, will make a way for you, forgive you, redeem you, restore you, refresh you. He'll put wind in your sail. Amen. There is nothing like living at the feet of Jesus. Nothing like it. But again, it's our choice. You can be like the sheep that wanders away. And you know what happens when sheep wander away and get away from the shepherd, get away from the pack? They become lunch. They become dinner for somebody. And so it's your choice. God's not going to, you know, some people say, well, the shepherd will break your leg. God's not going to break your leg. That's wrong teaching. God doesn't do that. God says, you choose. You choose. You choose God, I'm here. You choose your own way, that's your choice. I'll be here when you come back. Right. Amen? But you know what? We need to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. And just like that verse says, I'm going to read it one more time, that Matthew 11. I encourage you to highlight this one. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Jesus says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Man, who wouldn't choose that? Who wouldn't choose that? Why wouldn't we choose that, right? God is so good. And so you know what? Let's just all this morning, let's just bow our heads and close our eyes and let's just make a choice. Maybe you've been like that Christian atheist where you know God. You know that God is good. You know that God loves you. You're born again, but you're a sheep wandering around. You're wandering around away from your shepherd. But you know what? Today, let's make a choice to say, you know what? I'm a sheep and I need a shepherd. I'm going to get back where I belong. I'm going to get back in the pasture. I'm going to get back in the pasture with my shepherd. I'm going to come to Jesus. So, Father, we pray right now. And, Lord, just like your word says, you said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Lord, that's us. We're weary from life. We're weary, Lord. And right now, Lord, we just declare and say, I am a sheep. Say that with me. Say, I am a sheep, and I need a shepherd. I'm coming home. I'm coming to you, Lord, because I need you. And I know, say this with me, you will give me rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? You know what? When you're out and about this week, and it just seems like your shoulders are going down a little bit and your mind's going crazy. Just stop what you're doing and say, I need to get back to the feet of Jesus. Just say, Lord, I come to you and you promise that you'll give me rest. You'll He'll give me rest. You know where the rest is? It's in His presence. It's in His Word. Come to Jesus. Get your Google out. Get your phone out. And look up some things. Look up, say, Psalms 23 and read it and remind yourself that He's talking to me. He's my shepherd, and He's going to give me rest. He's going to restore my soul. He's going to make me lie down by still waters. Amen? He's, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, He, right? Remember, that's talking to you. You're the sheep in that picture. God's going to get you through whatever you're going through, but you got to stick with Him. You know, a herd of sheep can get through just about anything as long as they stay with their shepherd. You and I, what are we?
Sheep.
We're sheep. We're not the sheepdog. Quit barking at everybody. Right? You're not the lion. Quit acting like you're the boss. You're not the boss. God's the boss. Amen? Amen? We're the sheep. We're cute and cuddly, boys. Cute and cuddly. All right, we're going to receive our offering this morning. What do we say here at BBC? We say we give because we want to, right? Not because we have to.